Hey gang, it's 8:14. Do you know what that means? We're a minute early for Movies with Michael, but we're going to go anyway. Michael, how are you this morning?
Oh, you've taken me by surprise there. Oh, good morning. Good morning, Willie. Oh, look, I've just realised it's been a while since I chatted on breakfast with someone who actually remembers the 1990s.
Is that a backhanded compliment?
without wanting to give away your age or anything.
Oh, look, it's all right. I've already told everyone I'm almost 40.
Almost 40. Interesting. The first film I'm going to talk about is one that relies fairly heavily on 90s nostalgia. So one or two rusted on 2SER listers might be up for this one. This film is called Creation Stories, and it stars Ewan Bremmer, who was Spud in Trainspotting. He's also been in films like Snowpiercer. There's Leo Flanagan in this film. He was in Carnage in Waterloo Road, Richard Jobson, Rory Hawthorne, and look out for Irvin Welsh, who actually wrote Trainspotting, Filth, and The Acid House, and he even wrote this film. This film is directed by Nick Moran, who did The Kid and Telstar, the Joe Meek story, two films about young men from humble beginnings with big dreams. So he's on familiar ground with this one.
Yep.
Creation Stories is purportedly the true story of Alan McGee, played by Bremmer and Flanagan. Flanagan plays him as a younger man. Alan McGee, the apprentice electrician who did a runner from Glasgow whilst still a teenager and went on to form the Creation Records label. Now, that might not mean much to you, but if you listen to 2SER at all during the 1990s, you might be familiar with bands like Primal Scream, the Jesus and Mary Chain, My Bloody Valentine, and Teenage Fan Club. And McGee was also responsible for signing an emerging little band from Manchester called Oasis.
Oh.
Yeah, McGee tells his story in a dreamlike flashbacks, or are they more like acid flashback sequences, as he's interviewed by an ambitious young journalist played by Suki Waterhouse. It begins with his days as a punk-loving teenager in Glasgow, misunderstood by dad, but, you know, loved by dear old mum, of course. But what follows is a pretty standard, albeit a bit messy, biopic. You know, you've got the struggle and hustle at the beginning, a few false starts, meeting some like-minded crazy people, having some minor success, wild nights of drink, drugs and debauchery, being in the right place at the right time, and ultimately massive success and excess after discovering that wild bunch of lads from Manchester. Now, if it wasn't for the nostalgia value of the soundtrack and the heavy influence of producer Danny Boyle on this film, I'm pretty sure Nick Moran has seen every one of Danny Boyle's films and possibly Trainspotting at least 100 times. There's one or two very familiar sequences in this film. There wouldn't be too much to get excited about. It's also a bit difficult to keep track of who's who in Alan's life and why they're significant to his story. And the film also ends on a bit of a fizzer with McGee getting heavily involved in politics and unsurprisingly enough, becoming disenchanted when he realises he's been used for his street cred
kids. Dude, he's like gone from like finding Oasis to politics. Like, anyone could see that was not going to be what he thought it was.
Well, maybe finding Oasis to politics isn't such a big leap, but there are a few great scenes in Creation Stories, but they're not enough to create a really great viewing experience. If you want nostalgia, you'd be better off digging through your old 1990s CDs and then trying to find something to play them on.
Right.
The Champagne Supernova in this one is just a little bit flat. Which brings me to another film that I'm going to talk about today called Supernova.
Oh my God, I love what you did there. I love it.
This one stars Colin Firth, who's been in films like The King's Speech, Kingsman, A Single Man, and yes, he was Mr. Darcy from 1995's Pride and Prejudice.
I'm with you.
You're with me on that one, yes. Yeah. Stanley Tucci is also in this one.
I love Stanley Tucci.
A lot of people do. He was in films like Spotlight, Julie and Julia, and The Hunger Games. This film is written and directed by Harry McQueen, who made Hinterland a few years ago. Sam, played by Firth, and Tusker, that's a very odd name, played by Tucci, are on a driving holiday in the English countryside. The two men share an easy rapport as only two long-term partners can. Tusker, ever critical of Sam's driving skills, while Sam teases Tusker quite gently about his lack of faith in technology and inability to read a map. But it soon becomes obvious that there's a cloud hanging over their relationship. Tusker is slowly succumbing to dementia, and this is probably the last holiday the two will ever take together. Sam is ready to give up his career to care for Tusker, which Tusker doesn't want, and Tusker also has a few plans of his own, which will be revealed as the film goes on.
Okay.
when I read the short synopsis of this film, I thought I was in for a pretty grim experience. Look, dementia doesn't really lend itself to happy endings, but Supernova turned out to be quite a pleasant surprise. Sure, there is the underlying sadness of Sam and Tusker's situation, but what really came through very strongly for me was the powerful love the two characters had for one another. Also, they're two such likeable people. They're articulate and intelligent without being pompous and arrogant gits. They share a really wicked sense of humour, and they're obviously well-loved by a very wide circle of friends, and they both of them seem like they'd be great company at a dinner party.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously, you know, the only source of tension between the two is the reluctance of both of them for the other to make any sort of sacrifice to ensure the happiness of the other. They just love each other too much.
Oh, that's nice, though. That's nice.
Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci, apparently they're long-term friends in real life. They slip into these roles like a pair of comfortable old shoes and bounce off each other beautifully in the lighter moments of the film. And their genuine affection for each other comes through really well in some of the heavier scenes too. I really enjoyed Supernova. It actually made me feel something for a change. Sometimes a gentle film about two blokes driving around England for 95 minutes is all you need to remind you of
what really matters in life.
What really matters in life,
nice.
This Supernova burns brightly.
Oh, Michael, I love it. Hey, thank you so much for that.
Pleasure.